Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Super Wild Card Weekend is officially in the books. Joe Theismann, one of the best. Super Bowl champ, MVP, Memphian. He joins us now. Joe, appreciate the time as always. It was not the best weekend in terms of competitiveness, but there were certainly some individual performances that I thought stood out. Who to you had the best wild card weekend?
You know, I mean, you could say Tom Brady. You could say Patrick Mahomes. I thought Patrick had, you know, again, Kansas City seems to get off to a slow start, and then Patrick starts to roll, and then the team rolls with him. I thought those were two. And Josh Allen would be probably the one I was most impressed with because of the weather conditions and just what they basically did to New England. So I'd say Josh one, Patrick another one. And you know, even though Pittsburgh lost, you know, Watt was incredible too. I mean, the sacks he got through the year, the way the guys played. Hated to see Bosa get hurt. I don't know what the status is for the weekend, but I'd say the three quarterbacks are the ones that stood out to me.
What does that dismantling of the Patriots, Joe, and I'll be honest with you, I've never seen a Bill Belichick, you know, coach team dismantled in the way that they were. What does it mean for the Bills going forward? That did seem like, to your point, the perfect mix of plan and execution for Josh Allen in that offense.
I think it's so much is driven by Josh Allen. I mean, in those kind of conditions, to be able to throw the ball the way he did, and you have to look at the game when, you know, New England threw three passes as an aberration. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see that in football. That was one of those very rare occasions where the offensive line dominated. And truthfully, you know, you had Arizona and L.A., that was the third time. You had Buffalo and New England the third time. I have to play in games. We played the Cowboys three times in a year. It really boils down to mindset when you're playing someone that you've played so many times. Because there's only a few little wrinkles you're going to be able to put in. And, you know, in Buffalo, in those conditions, Mac just really didn't, you know, he's learning to play the game. We forget that he's a rookie quarterback learning to play. And, you know, they weren't able to really run the football. I thought Buffalo's defense stepped up and really did a great job. Now it's going to be fun. I mean, we've got four great games this weekend. You know, everyone is sort of a pick 'em from my perspective. You just don't know what's going to happen. And it's probably going to be decided, hopefully not by a referee like we saw again, which just absolutely irritates the living daylights out of me. And then the league trying to explain it away and tell people, what you saw and what you heard really isn't true, just believe us. What, are you kidding me? Why should we believe you? You do this every year. They screw it up every year somehow, some way.
Not now.
I'm hoping that, you know, these games are decided by the guys on the field.
So sticking to that
not
point.
Not those in stripes.
Sticking to your point there, I hadn't had that play. What should the I'm assuming you're talking about the end of the Dallas game. What should have happened there, Joe?
No, the Dallas game, the Raider game.
Raider game. Oh,
the Raider game.
We've got a Raider fan hero, I think's come to terms with it, but is, I think, with John, with you, that you guys got screwed on that one? But you've come to terms with it since it wasn't at the end of a game?
Well, exactly. I mean, it was the second quarter, so we had plenty of chances after that. Now, if it had been the fourth quarter, I would have had a different opinion on it.
They did get screwed, though, Joe.
It's still they did. You know, but anyway, the Cowboy game, you know, it's interesting. The Dallas Cowboys, when you look at this group, when you look at the playoff group, the Dallas Cowboys supposedly probably would have either the first or second best group of talent on the field. And Dak I said this before, and I'll say it again. It takes 2 years to come back from a broken leg. He did not throw the ball accurately all year. Zeke is not what I think everybody thought he was going to be. This is supposed to be one of the best offensive lines in football, and their offense performed very miserably. I don't understand how you can call a quarterback draw with 14 seconds to go in the game. You know, the thing you do is you throw the ball in the middle of the football field. You have the receiver go down. You have that way it gives time for the official to get up there to get the ball, to be able to spot the ball, and then you spike it. That whole thing should take maybe 10 seconds to get yourself in a reasonable amount of position to be able to throw a Hail Mary. That's basically what they were trying to do. But to take and run a quarterback draw to get your you've got to get your entire offensive line there. You've got to get it set, and you have to find an official because you can't mark the ball ready for play until an official marks the ball ready for play. A player can't do it. And it's like it was just it was very poorly thought out. And, you know, I mean, you've got, you know, Josh Allen's a $40 million quarterback, Patrick Mahomes a $40 million quarterback, and Dak Prescott a $40 million quarterback. Part of the problem we have in the National Football League is we don't have enough quarterbacks to go around. So, you know, if you think you've got a great one, you pay him a lot of money. And if you don't really have much of an option, you have to pay a lot of money. But I think Dak will play better next year with a lot of these injuries behind him. He basically has to. I can tell you right now there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to play a lot better next year because I can make a case for Baker Mayfield and I can make a case for Dak Prescott because of the Baker's left arm or left shoulder and Dak's, you know, leg, calf, shoulder. I think it takes its toll over the course of a year. 17 games, and now the 18th game, that's a lot of football. People don't realize, you know, the wear and tear over that length of time on the body.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe Theismann here on the show, Super Bowl champion, MVP. I always appreciate his time. You mentioned Tom Brady earlier. I was watching that game, and they flashed his stats, and they're the best of his career. They're the best of his career. I mean, it's like, you know, I know we have this conversation pretty much annually now because he's, you know, in his 40s, but, I mean, as long as that team is intact and as long as he's got Evans and Godwin in that defense, is there any reason to believe he's going to do anything other than keep playing?
I think, I think he'll continue. I think for sure you'll see him next year again. He loves football.
Yep.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with loving what you're doing and if you're physically able to continue to do it, at the level that he's at, why not? I just think it's wonderful. I get a kick out of looking at these statistics. You know, Tom's played in 36 games. Some guys are like, you know, Mac Jones is in his first. You know, he's thrown, you know, 90-some touchdown passes in all of the play. I mean, all the playoff records belong to him. And you know, the thing that I look at from a quarterback that reaches ages, like we saw it in Peyton Manning. He just really didn't have – the arm was gone. We saw it in Drew Brees. The arm was gone.
Yep.
If you look at the – first of all, I can't believe the Jets didn't lambaste somebody for allowing a 33-yard touchdown pass when there's 20 seconds to go in the game. I mean, that's bad preparation. That's the kind of preparation we saw with the Dallas Cowboys situation. It's just it's unthinkable to have that happen. But he rocketed that ball in. So you figure it's a 33-yard touchdown pass. He's back 8 yards. That's 41 yards the ball travels in the air before a defensive back can even get close to it. And he winds up throwing a touchdown pass, which basically says to me, his arm is still very good. His offensive line is still the best. And I'm a little concerned this week with Jensen and the tackle. I mean, there's going to be a change up front. It's a little bit like what happened to Kansas City a year ago when they played Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. They were without both tackles in that game, and Patrick was hobbled a little bit. So I'm really, really curious about when L.A. comes in with that front of theirs. Because you have to remember, Philadelphia sacked them 4 times. I mean, Philadelphia had 0 offense. Man, there's a lot of teams out there that need quarterbacks, guys. I mean, really. Indianapolis, I think, is seriously going to have to look.
Yeah.
Carson struggles. Philadelphia, I think, still is going to have to look. Washington's going to look. Atlanta's got to consider it. Those are four just off the top of my head that really have to start looking at the quarterback position and say, okay, where do we start and what's available? They're just, you know, if you really take a look at the league and the quarterbacks and basically say who can get you to the next level, because it becomes it's a quarterback's game. And you can't do it just look at Kyler Murray is probably as athletic a quarterback as you're going to see. I still think his height is a problem. It's an issue. Being able to make certain throws from a sight standpoint. And, you know, it's not that he would be replaceable because he's an incredible, you know, athlete and can make up for it in different ways with his arm. But, you know, it's still something that needs to be considered as you look at this league. And I think Tom, to get back to Tom, you know, check all the boxes and look forward to seeing him next year. Remember, Tampa Bay returned every one of their players. Every one of their starters came back this year off of a Super Bowl team where guys get offered a lot to leave and they didn't. So, and they're starting to get healthier and healthier. And, you know, Godwin's gone. You know, I think Tampa Bay's getting nicked in the offensive line and their wide receiving core have to make you think they're not quite where they were a year ago. But still, Tom's there.
Joe, you were talking about pressure and Dak Prescott next year, and I agree with you with that contract and the Jerry Jones expectations. He's going to have it on him. Speaking of this weekend, which one of these eight quarterbacks has the most pressure on him? Is it Aaron Rodgers who's gotten to, you know, pat what the NFC Championship game hurdle and stumbled what four out of five times? Is it Matthew Stafford who got the playoff game sort of monkey off his back last night? But you know, LA's all in, traded Goff to get him and to go this far. Who's the guy with the most pressure on, do you think?
I think it's Matthew Stafford. I think from the time L.A. made the deal for him, what they gave up for him, I think he's the one that has to perform to a certain level. Because the expectation for the Rams was, we're going to go get Matthew Stafford and we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
It's true.
And we're going to win the Super Bowl because Sean's been there. So I think the bullseye still remains on Matthew and will as they continue to go forward. You know, I think L.A. has a chance to beat Tampa Bay. I really do. Like I say, because I think Tampa Bay is, you know, each week it seems like there's another kink in the armor. There's another piece missing. The team that the Cincinnati-Tennessee game to me is one that I'm extremely interested in because, you know, Tennessee is sort of the sleeper now that they've got Derrick Henry back. You know they're going to play good defense. You know they want to run play action. You know they want to run the football. And is, you know, can Cincinnati stop it? You know, it's not a question. It's not a question of time of possession is going to become very important in this game. It's not a question of talent on the field. I think it's time of possession, the way the game is managed. And Ryan Tannehill has proven that. You know, you give him a chance to run some play action, he can get it done. Plus, he can also run. But you know, Cincinnati's an exciting team. That game's interesting to me. San Francisco, Green Bay. I still like Green Bay at home. You know, Jimmy G did almost anything he could to lose that one. He missed some open receivers. And, you know, he is not the most proficient when it comes to throwing the football. Buffalo, Kansas City, to me, is the most intriguing because either one of these teams could wind up winning it all. And like I say, L.A., Tampa Bay's just running out of people at this stage. So, but I think it's definitely Matthew Stafford that you know, you have to look at and say, okay, we brought you here for this.
Yeah.
So now let's check the first box and see where we go with the next one.
How much of Aaron Rodgers' future, Joe, do you think is going to be determined, influenced by what happens in the next 3 to 4 weeks?
I don't think it is. I think Aaron's one of those very unique individuals, as you want to put it. Okay, he definitely has his own band, beating his own drum, doing things the way he wants to do it. It sounds like that the issues that he had with the organization, you know, he basically has come out and said that, you know, there were things that maybe, you know, I looked at and you know, that time has passed. Maybe you should have handled a little different. The organization could have handled it different. They've done everything they can to give him a chance. You know, I mean, they've got the people around him. They went and got Randall Cobb. You know, they did the things that he requested. He has input, so he's gotten what he basically wants. You know, it's an interesting scenario. I think he stays in Green Bay if he wants to play football. It doesn't make sense for somebody to give up two or three number ones for a guy that's 38 years old. It just doesn't make new offense. First of all, you're not going to have Devontae Adams, or you're not going to have him. And if you watch Aaron play football, it's I'll do what the coach wants. That's the first play. The second play is I'm going to find Adams. That's it. You know, and look at the amount of catches. Look at the big catches. Look where he goes in the red zone. Look where he goes in big plays. Goes to one receiver. That's it. And unless he goes with you, which would ruin a franchise, it's not going to happen. So I don't see him leaving. And I had a conversation with an owner at the last Super Bowl that was in Houston. We were at a function, and I said, will we ever see a $50 million quarterback? And he said, yes. And I thought, man, that's unfathomable to me. But then again, Kirk Cousins up in Minnesota was guaranteed $35 million this year. I believe he's $45 million against the cap next year. And I'm thinking, if Kirk Cousins is getting $45 million, Aaron Rodgers is worth $50. Remember, Damian Lillard wanted, I don't know whether he got it or not, but he wants $107 million for 2 years. Okay, so that's over $50 million a year. And if you're going to pay somebody for 2 years to play football for you, and you're the Green Bay Packers, and I have to be a shareholder in the Green Bay Packers, I would pay Aaron Rodgers $50 million because he's worth every penny.
Yep.
Because without him, that team is 6-11 at best.
We saw it.
Maybe
right?
7-10.
We saw him with Jordan Love at quarterback. It was nasty.
Exactly. It can't do it.
Joe, if Derek
he's unique. Greatest pure passer the game has ever seen. Quickest release right now. Spins it like nobody. Spins it like Tom does. It cuts through any kind of conditions. Athletic as can be. Runs when he needs to. Smart. Unflappable. His release is so quick. He's a little bit like, I put Michael Vick in this category. When you're a team preparing for Aaron Rodgers, like teams had to prepare for Michael Vick, you don't have anybody on your team that is as fast as Michael Vick. So you can't prepare for his game speed. You don't have anybody throwing the football against your defensive backs like Aaron Rodgers because the ball gets there quicker than anybody you have on your roster. So preparation for those type of people is very difficult just because of their skill set. And so I think Aaron stays in Green Bay if he wants to play football. I think he's going to look at that football team. He should be the MVP of the National Football League. I don't know if it's been announced yet, but he certainly should be. His touchdown to interception ratio over the last 3 years, you know what it is? 113 touchdown passes to 12 interceptions.
Good grief.
And the larger percentage of those interceptions came in the first game of the season this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, these numbers are absolutely off the charts. And I would be very surprised if he's not in Green Bay. And like I said, if somebody's going to go try and get him, you're basically going to have to ruin your franchise for a while. Mm.
Joe, give us the scoop. What's that Washington football team name going to be when they announce it on February 2nd? Is it Commanders? I saw some of that. Or is it going to be Washington football team? I know you know.
I'm going to tell you honestly, I was on a call this morning. Nobody will tell me anything because they think I'm going to say something.
Stop.
Because guys like you ask me. But, and I probably bribe me with a banana split. I'd probably give it up. I think it's going to be the Commanders. That's my thought. I don't know. I have no preference. We're all going to find out on February 2nd. And I'm very curious to see what it's going to be. I'm glad we're at least keeping the colors that we had. And it'll be interesting to see what the logo is going to look like. It's going to be interesting to see what the marketing campaign is going to be. I will say this, that with all the things that have happened in Washington that have been negative, it is, I think it's great that there's going to be a new start, a fresh start, a clean start for this franchise. And it's a chance for the guys that are on that football team now to have a legacy to be able to create their own going forward. You know, we were the Washington Redskins. We won world champions as the Washington Redskins. That's written in stone. Now this new group of young people and coaches and have a chance to be able to create their own legacy. And it's going to be a tough road. I mean, the Giants have two number ones. That's a terrible football team. I mean, oh my goodness.
It's awful.
Watching their quarterbacks perform over the last 3 weeks was just, it was hard to watch. Philadelphia's got three number ones. Yeah, I still think they don't have the answer at quarterback. They can kid themselves and think they do, mm-hmm. but they really don't. Mm-hmm. So, but they have a lot of other very solid pieces in place there. Dallas, I think, like I say, I think it's one of the most talented teams in football. So Washington's got some ground to make up, but you know they won seven games this year, so somehow, some way, they got it done. And I believe that it'll be interesting going forward, but it's going to be a great new start for them.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, man, appreciate the time.
Thank
as
you,
always. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
You guys are the best. Love catching up with you. We'll get together when the weather gets nice and golf is in our future.
Let's do it. Sounds like a plan.
Good.
Thank you, Joe.
You got it. Bye, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
He is Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champ, MVP. We're going to get on the links with Joe.
Yeah, be out there all day with us, 9-10 hours.
Joe.
Trying to play, nine holes.
Got some bad news for you, Joe.
It'll be all day, Joe.
Do you have...
I'll go with you.
I'm just telling you.
I'd love to go with him. Hey, let him know he's going to be out there all day with us, messing with us.
Oh, it's going to be... I remember the last time I actually tried to play golf, it took me 3 hours to play nine.
Really that long?
Yeah.
You're a hacker, just can't...
Well, I can't find the ball. I don't know where I hit it. I mean, it was just it was an abysmal experience. And I feel like, you know, like that's an example. You miss out on networking opportunities because you sure the hell don't know how to hit a golf ball. I at least have tried, but it's just like you got to be honest because you're going to make people upset.
Yeah.
You know, you got people behind you.
Exactly.
You know, people that you're with.
You need to take those Stevie Wonder glasses off. Maybe you could see.
No, I these help me actually see better. These help me see better.
Your goggles there.
And I still don't know how to hit the ball and locate it. So anyway, appreciate Joe Theismann for joining us on the show today. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.